movie.
Yeah.
Movies that you saw.
Not particularly. The one thing that I think I do remember, acts on the stage. And one was a mind reader. And my mother and I went that night. And we had just had a murder in town. And the man who was murdered was found on the railroad tracks there by the tower. But they never found out who did it. So, and he lived next to where Thorpe Harrigan lives now, where Mr. Reese,
Yes.
Mr. Smith lived. But that house was moved, and after he died, and then Mr. Smith built the home that they have there now. But Mother and I went together, and she was very much interested in spiritualism. So papers were passed out in the auditorium, in the theater, asking if you would please write down a question that you'd like to have answered. Then the man who was with her took his took up took all of the questions up, and then he held them in his hand. So Mother told me, she said, "Don't listen to anything." She says, "Just concentrate on this one question: who killed Mr. John Brown, or Mr. John Baker?" I'm sorry. So we sat there and thought and thought, and finally this lady kept on answering first one question and then the other. And finally she jumped up. She said, "I'm sorry, I can't go any further." She says, "There's two people in here who's bothering me just thinking about the same question all of the time." And she left the stage. So that made me just a little bit more, have a little bit more sympathy, you might say, for what they call mind reading. Because
Right.
that's really what she was trying to do. She was trying to read the questions as he held them in his hand.
What do you remember seeing Gone with the Wind here at the Reese Theater? Did it
Seeing
come
who?
to the Gone with the Wind, the movie?
Oh, yes,
It
we
came.
did. It came here.
So, I bet you that was a big event. That was quite a
Yeah.
motion picture.
Oh, yes, it was.
It's
And
one of those things that is still, you know.
still think about.
Yeah, it's still a big attraction even today.
And the first theater burned on my birthday,
It did. What date is that?
November 15th,
November 15th. Maybe we
in
should get your age.
Beg pardon?
How old are you today?
I don't remember how old I was, but it had to be in the 30s because I was teaching in Newark,
See.
and I had gone back Sunday night and Monday morning. I learned it had burned after I left here that evening to go back to school.
How old are you now?
I'm 69, or will be soon.
69. That's getting up there.
Well, I'm trying not to think about that.
Right. What else can you remember about the town back? You know, just anything that might be of interest to, you know, people both today and, you know, in the future. Think of any interesting occurrences.
Well, no. The one thing I can remember that Harrington was always a political center from the time I was growing up. And Mr. Charlie Murphy was quite an influence here in town. And my father used to work. They had workers that really worked all day long when it was the election day and even before.
Yes.
And which some people I think would be very much surprised to learn that they all had a little black book and anybody who had to be paid for voting, their name was in there. And the night before election, the candidates and their helpers would get together at someone's home, and they'd watch to see whether that person had come in. And if they hadn't, they'd go after them and offer them so much for their vote. And I'm sure those people would never guess that their name was ever on such a book.
That's one of the little black books that probably is.
I'm kind of hoping when I go through my father's things that I may find one of those little black books.
Let's see, that would be something interesting.
Yeah, you would. If you saw something really that should be destroyed, because some of those people I think are still living.
I see. What else do you remember about Harrington? Do you remember when electricity came? When we first got electricity?
No.
What do you remember about the railroad? Give me some recollections of, you know, when Harrington's heyday was during the big rail year.
Well, I don't remember anything far back. Only just what my father, I heard him talking about. But the railroad was was really in operation when I came along. But I remember that we did have, as he said in his address today, that we did have quite a few passenger trains, and we began to miss them a few at a time.
Yes. Did you ever go on the passenger train, travel?
Yes.
Where did you go?
Travel quite well. I went to Philadelphia with my mother. She was born there and raised there, and that was we always had to take at least one trip up there a year for shopping and so forth.
Did you go to Milford? On the train, did they have passenger service to Milford?
They had passenger service, but it was not as many trains going that way as it had been. Now, this gentleman mentioned today, I don't know whether it was correct or not, and that was the cream of town to Harrington. I believe that was the Queenstown that finally was established.
Good.
And I don't recall anything about the Harrington to farm.
I see. Do you remember when they put the dual highway in, Route 13, and they made four-lane highway?
Well, it wasn't a dual at first.
No, at first not.
No.
Do you remember when they put the original highway in there?
No. I wouldn't say that I recall exactly what time it was or anything.
Oh, I see. That made quite a difference in the whole geography of downstate because...
We often remark when we go up and down the highway, what would happen if we just still had that single highway.
Yeah.
But I do remember we would have had the highway long before, but because DuPont was back on it, and Kent and Sussex were Democratic. They felt that DuPont wanted to do it because he was a Republican and would be forever in his debt. And the same way with the schools, the college schools. My father built almost all of the college schools in this section. And they wouldn't accept them either because they felt that he would want to influence the people because he had helped so much. They couldn't imagine anybody doing anything just for the goodness of the thing.
Mr. Morris, could you give us some information about the old Harrington High School and some of the kids that you remember, perhaps some that are still going around today? Could you just give us some information about it?
Well, I met quite a few of them today, but I didn't recognize them at first, that's the truth. But I came here and I started high school in 1920, 24, 25.
What school?
And graduated, right.
Oh, okay.
The original one.
I see.
And, or the one that they've torn down where the one, where the new one is now.
Yes.
And there were, well, the teachers that I remember was a Mr. Fitzgerald, who was the ag teacher, and then a Mr. Murray, who married one of our girls from here, and is now in California and has been there for quite some time. He was our math teacher. And then there was a Miss Kemp, and she was from Maryland. And I don't even know whether she's still living or not. And Miss Hoover, who was our history teacher. And Mr. Mr. Payne, who was our science teacher in the ninth grade, and Miss Decatur was our senior class advisor.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't take any course under her because we'd had all of our math that we needed, but she was our senior class advisor.
Do you remember having been a teacher, did you see a difference when you started teaching from when you were going to school? And what are some of the differences that there were?
Well, I think the discipline was just a little more strict when I started to school.
Uh-huh.
Because in the first grade, I got a switching. In the second grade, I got a switch.
Uh-huh.
By the first grade by Miss Jenny Rickard, who was an excellent teacher. And
what did you do to get switched?
She was going to switch the whole class. And I don't recall what the trouble was, but I was the first one that she took, and she had a bunch of switches, and they were all old. So the first time she hit me, it broke. She said, "That's all right, Jen," and sent me out and sent the boys after new switches. So the rest of them got a little more than I got. And Miss Eva Smith put us all on the recipe bench and took her switch and went down because we missed our lesson. And I don't recall whether that was spelling or arithmetic or what it was.
Well, you know, there's an old saying that some people learn by the switch.
Yes.
So maybe that's that is kin to your story here.
Yes. And it didn't bother us too much for one reason, and it would bother these people now, I'm sure, because then everybody wore long underwear, and so it was, and a very thick socket,
mm-hmm.
and it was winter time. So we all confessed when we got outside that it didn't hurt very much because we were too well protected.
Right. Wonder what your teacher would have thought if she'd heard that. She might have tried to do it again, huh?
Yes.
When you were a teacher, what do you remember about those days? Can you think of any particular students that you have, you know, have stayed on your mind, or any particular instances that occurred in my future?
Well, I've been mighty proud of some of the students that have gone on and the things that they have done. But right offhand, when you ask me, I can't seem to think of anyone right now, but really most of them have done very
well. Perhaps that would be a good subject for another session where we could sit down and talk about some of the old times. And
it might possibly be.
That might be. Maybe you could, think about it. And
yes.
Sit down again sometime and do it again.
Well, I've seen some of them today, and I can't remember any of them really that haven't made the grade.
Right.
But they certainly have. I think Harry can be proud. at least of those that I remember when I was teaching there, about the things that they have done and how far they have gone in their private lives.
Well, I thank you very much, Mrs. Morrison.
Well, you're very
welcome. Talk to you again.
Thank you.